This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time, I talked about the asteroid that hit the Earth about 65 million years ago on the Mexican coast of the Gulf of Mexico. It was quite a show. Amazingly, we have seen something very similar happen to Jupiter, the biggest planet in the solar system. Now, back in 1992, a big comet, later called Shoemaker-Levy 1993e, was zipping around inside the solar system. And as this comet swung past the planet Jupiter, it got broken into 21 smaller comets because it had come too close. The biggest of these comets was about 2 kilometres across. In July 1994, between the 16th and the 22nd, the 21 lumps smashed into Jupiter, impacting at about 60 kilometres per second. Most of these comet fragments had about 100 times less energy than the asteroid that killed the non-avian dinosaurs on our planet about 65 million years ago. Even so, they threw up huge fountains of glowing hot debris hotter than the surface of the sun. And as the debris landed, it covered areas on the gas surface of Jupiter much bigger than our planet Earth. The scars lasted for months. And a smaller scale version of this happened on the 19th of July 2009. To his surprise, Anthony Wesley, an amateur astronomer from Canberra, saw a spot appear on the surface of Jupiter. It was roughly the size of the Pacific Ocean. Once again, something had smashed into Jupiter, probably an asteroid a bit less than a kilometre across. Amazingly, less than a year later, on the 4th of June 2010, Anthony Wesley photographed another such impact of something punching into the face of Jupiter. In fact, some people claim that Jupiter, thanks to its enormous gravity, is a gravitational vacuum cleaner in our solar system. They reckon that it will suck up most stray comets or asteroids, but other scientists disagree. Either way, 65 million years ago, that particular asteroid did not hit Jupiter. It hit the Earth. Now, any rock smaller than a kilometre across will probably not reach the ground intact. It will have broken up into smaller rocks, or if it's really small, will have vaporised into gas. But an asteroid 10 kilometres across would stay intact. It would take just 3 or 4 seconds to punch a hole through our atmosphere before it hit the ground. Now, up to this stage, all of the energy stored in the incoming asteroid was still local. The first release of energy would have created an instant fireball a few hundred kilometres across. Everything inside that fireball would have been burnt or incinerated within seconds. It would have reached from the ground to the top of the atmosphere, and it would have lasted for a minute or so. So, within the first few seconds, the energy of the asteroid was now no longer confined to the impact site. It was spreading out. The fireball would have been like a second sun in the sky. But if you were far enough away from it, it would be over the horizon and you would be protected by the curve of the Earth. And as it ploughed into the ground, the asteroid would have created what is called a transient crater. This is the first crater formed, about 80 kilometres across and 20 to 30 kilometres deep. This cavity is much bigger than the actual asteroid. This crater then collapsed to make another crater that was both wider and very shallow. The floor of this shallow crater is filled with melted rock and rubble. As it impacted our planet, our killer asteroid punched its way through about 0.5 kilometre of water, and this set off massive tsunamis, which reared up to be hundreds of metres high as they charged onto the shore and flooded coastal plains. The blast wave would have killed all unprotected life at ground level within several hundred kilometres. It would have travelled outward from the impact site at the speed of sound, covering 1 kilometre every 3 seconds. But some animals in deep caves would have survived. However, these were just effects in the local area. And the effects of this massive impact were to spread out much, much further than just a few hundred kilometres. And that's what I'll talk about next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?